The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
If you didn't hear earlier on, one of the things that happened yesterday was that the US has reversed many of its tariffs on China, particularly on smartphones, components of computers like screens, chips, hard drives, that kind of thing. Meanwhile, there's a lot of discussion about what the EU response will be, and the state in Ireland is pushing back against the notion, we are told according to the Business Post, that there should be a tax or some form of tariff placed on tech companies because of the impact it might have on our economy. With us is Simon Coveney, former Taoiseach, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Minister for Trade and Enterprise. Simon, good morning.
Good morning, Anton. Good to talk to you.
And you, Simon, can I ask, in relation to our role in this negotiation, we've seen Simon Harris meeting with Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary in the US. Is it wise for us to be directly engaging with the Americans, or should this be done centrally through a European Commission?
Well, I think we need to be cautious not to be bilateralizing the discussions with the US, because this is a negotiation that is managed and certainly delivered in terms of outcome by the EU negotiating team. So this was a lesson we learned during Brexit, that if you try to bilateralize a trade discussion or a complex political discussion with a partner that's much bigger than you are, you don't have very many cards to play. But if you actually are part of a bigger entity like the European Union that has a lot of cards to play and significant scale, then you the outcome is likely to be a lot better. So I think Simon Harris was right to go to the US. He does need to build a relationship with Howard Lutnick. There's no question about that, because Ireland is a big part of US trade policy. I mean, you know, about 10% of EU goods that are sold into the US come from Ireland. And of course, there are many very, very large US companies with a big footprint and presence in Ireland, which is part of their global footprint and supply chain. So Simon Harris does need to have a relationship with key people in Washington, and Howard Lutnick is obviously at the top of that, at the top of that list. Having said that, the real negotiation for Ireland needs to be happening in Brussels, in Paris, in Berlin, in the key capitals of Europe, to ensure that Ireland's interests are very much part of the negotiating strategy for the EU when Maroš Šefčovič travels to the US tomorrow.
And can I ask about that, Simon? How bureaucratic and complex? I mean, you have a lot of experience with Council of Ministers, and particularly in respect of Brexit. How well formed is Europe in its capacity to come to cohesive consensus in tough situations like this?
Well, interesting, actually, the higher the stakes, the better the European Union is at getting to an end point in terms of negotiation. So, you know, if you look at the things that have united the European Union in our lifetime, you know, it's the war in Ukraine, which has pulled the European Union together in an extraordinary way that I've never seen. It's COVID, which actually pulled the European Union together. Despite being in the middle of Brexit negotiations, the European Union was remarkably coherent when it got over its initial sort of shock of what was happening as COVID was spreading across the European Union. And now I think this extraordinary change in trade policy from Washington, I think, is also uniting the European Union. And Ireland needs to be part of that. We shouldn't try to be clever here with a foot in both camps, because we are very close, of course, to the US in many ways. Our interests lie with being a member state at the heart of the European Union. Of course, we want to give a perspective that brings the European Union closer to the US. But our interests are very much represented by Maroš Šefčovič now. He's the new trade commissioner for the European Union, but he's also, let's not forget, the former Brexit negotiator for the EU. And he knows Ireland very, very well. He knows the personalities in Ireland very well. People like Simon Harris, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Pascal Donoghue, And so he is
and
our ally
have we
here.
Much political capital left? Because there was always tenderness about some of our tax policy and what it meant for other member states. The EU was very supportive in the Brexit negotiations. Is there a danger that at a certain point the other member states get sick of us?
There is, but I think that's unlikely because there is a determination in the European Union to keep unity through this storm, and you know that's what it is. And I think we have strength in unity, although historically, particularly France and Germany have had real problems with Ireland's tax policy towards multinationals to attract them here, I think that both of those capitals, in particular, will want to keep European unity. The European Union would be a lot weaker if it starts splintering in terms of vested interests. So, for example, the car industry in Germany or the tech industry in Ireland, I think there'll be a big, big effort by the Commission, and I know there is actually, to try to keep the messaging consistent. And that's why you've heard Pascal Donoghue in particular talking an awful lot about Ireland's interests being EU interests. And that is experience talking, because he knows how decisions are made in the European Union. They're not actually made by grandstanding. They're made by influential, credible people who have trust within European capitals influencing decisions. And I think Micheál Martin's also done a very good job on that, as has the Taoiseach. So, in some ways, I think Irish people would like their politicians to be expressing more frustration about what's happening in Washington. But I think there is a time to be careful in terms of commentary. And I think Ireland has played this reasonably well so far, as has the European Union. They've taken their time. They've allowed the tension effectively to build between the US and China. And in the meantime, I think Europe has been preparing for what is going to be a very difficult negotiation over the next 90 days and more. I mean, I don't believe it's possible to get a trade deal agreed within 90 days. I think it'll take a lot longer than that.
Well, on that topic, Simon, can I ask your view of the sort of the long-term European strategy? Because whatever happens with the short to medium-term trade deal, there are a number of areas where if the EU cannot rely on America as a close loyal ally, we have issues like cloud services and the supply being entirely from American companies, things like software services, again, all from American companies, things like the Draghi report about innovation and the lack of European IPOs and the lack of European entrepreneurship. Do we need to completely change our approach in respect of those issues into the long term?
Yes, I think that's already underway. I mean, I think the trust between the European Union and the US under the Trump presidency has been broken very fundamentally. I don't believe it's possible to fix that, actually, under this presidency in the US, unfortunately. And I think the European Union has already started the process, even under the last Trump presidency, of this concept of strategic autonomy, which is to say, of course, let's work towards having the closest relationship we can on a transatlantic basis, but we can no longer rely on the United States as the kind of strategic partner that we had grown to expect in the past. And I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's true. And so, whether it's on defense and security, whether it's on elements of the essential components of the tech industry in the future, some of which you just raised, Ireland and the EU collectively needs to look at ensuring that we are diversifying a reliance away from unreliable partners and ensuring that we can actually drive a future economy, which is going to be based on clean tech effectively within the developed world and within the European Union, that we can do that without being held to ransom, if you like, by countries in other parts of the world who have threatened the European Union, including President Trump, which, it's extraordinary that Europe is now seeing its traditional ally for the last as many years as we can remember, as now no longer a reliable partner. So that changes an awful lot of things for Ireland, because, of course, we are so globalized in terms of our supply chains. The Irish economy is probably the most globalized in Europe, and our relationship with the US is a big, big part of that. So look, I think for now, the European Union won't act in a rash way, We'll make informed decisions. We will build consensus around those decisions. I think we will play a very tough game in Washington with the US administration, although the public commentary will be a lot softer. That's the way the European Union does things. And I think it's smart to do it that way. But from an Irish point of view, I think, you know, if you want to break down how we should approach this, first of all, I think our focus must always be on discussions in Brussels to make sure that Ireland's interests are very much part of the negotiating strategy. So, for example, and you know, we've heard the government speak about this week, we cannot and should not support a digital sales tax on US tech companies within the EU as a way of retaliating to US threats. I think that would be counterproductive and damaging. US tech companies are a hugely valuable part of Europe's economy today. And we should remember that the US is not solely represented by President Trump and the people around him. There are many other US interests that are valuable and worth investing in. And likewise on pharma, you know, we need to make sure that we don't reciprocate US tariffs with charging more for US medicines coming into the EU. That doesn't make sense. That being said, we do have to support tough measures should they be necessary. I mean, there's no way that at the end of this negotiating period, the EU can sit by and do nothing and allow the US to put billions of euros of tariffs on EU products coming into the US. Like, that is not a credible response. And if there's one thing we can be sure of, the Trump administration respects strength, not weakness. And I think we do need to have a response should it be necessary. Okay. But I think there's one or two other things that Ireland needs to be careful of here. First of all, we should stay very close to business leaders, particularly from US firms in Ireland. They have significant lobbying capacity too. And we've seen that in the last 24 hours, where the Trump administration has made yet another change by removing tariffs on a lot of tech products, it's not about going easy on China. That's about responding to intense lobbying in Washington from very large US tech companies
Apple,
that simply
assumes.
Cannot. Well, I mean, Apple is one of them, yeah, but their supply chains simply don't function with the tariffs that have been proposed on China.
Simon, thank you so much. Simon Coveney, former Taoiseach, the Minister for Foreign Affairs and Minister for Trade and Enterprise.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.